Mason just stinks in the red zone. Blake Snell, he stinks. We're going to get to some Niners talk, faux show.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We are talking sports and giving out parental advice to Carter. I shared it with him, one of my secrets, Steiny. You tell me if you have any you could share with us. But when the little kids and I was babysitting would get on your nerves, say, let's go on a little field trip, put them in the car, hit a corner or two, they be asleep, and then you come right back home.
That works
for
some kids.
Watch first take while they're asleep.
That works for some kids.
There you go. Evan will find out. Any you got any secrets?
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
I don't have any secrets.
Like when you babysat, it was just you and the kids.
I wouldn't think of myself as so self-important to give parenting advice. Look, the bottom line is this. You can't recreate having a baby. You can't work on being prepared. You have no idea what to expect. Everybody must experience it for themselves.
You can't.
Okay, but yeah. Carter just had a baby. I wouldn't be so presumptuous as to give him advice, quite frankly. Every baby's different. Every parenting situation is different.
All right.
And who would I be to tell Carter, oh, do it this way?
Well, I didn't say it like that.
I'm a little different than you.
You have three daughters.
No doubt.
He has one daughter.
Right. And he must experience.
There's nothing that you learned from your three experiences that you could not tell him what to do.
My man, Evan.
But just impart a bit of advice.
Wow. Evan.
Okay.
Profound.
No, you're right.
Don't be judgmental.
You're right. Follow your gut. That's what I would do. Just follow your gut. Because you can't prepare for it. Every experience is like your first play as a rookie.
Right.
So you have a million of them. So I can't tell somebody, hey, here's what it's going to be like your rookie year. And it's going to be, no, you just.
But when you get to your third daughter, you're a veteran now. You logged so many innings.
Right.
Tell me what it's like when bases loaded, no out. No. And my fastball, you know, come on, man.
You're like the Draymond of parenting.
But no. My advice may not work for him.
And that's.
I would say something like, dude, just, you know, don't sweat it. Go with the flow. But if he's uptight and he sweats it, you can be successful that way too.
Successful. I love it.
I mean, I believe you can give advice on parenting, but
you got to go through it. Do it. No
doubt.
You got to
go through it.
But, Steiny, we're season. You got three, I got three. That's six.
Yeah.
I feel like I could, you know, I'm not saying take it to the bank, but.
No. I don't know what I would say, though. Like I wouldn't say, don't let the baby sleep in the bed.
And that's what we just talked about it when you left, Carter and I couldn't do it.
I've seen success stories on both sides. I wouldn't presume to say don't do that. We broke a lot of rules in parenting,
I
couldn't be more proud after 26 years. So I just wouldn't. I'm not an expert on parenting.
I hear you.
How about this? Do the best you can. How about that?
No, I don't.
Does that count?
I don't. I would like an OG to give me a little more than that.
All right. How about you'll be fine?
Now, what if they're just crying? Did you have a secret? I would turn on the music. They did dance. We're dancing.
You know, the one thing.
Your crying's not that. And it would work.
You know, the one thing I would, if you're really, really, really dealing with a baby that's crying, I used to just put the baby in the crib, shut the door, and just take a 5 minute. I'd probably walk outside the house for 5 minutes and just gather.
CPS on line one.
If a baby's been crying for 38 minutes and you're getting frustrated, there's nothing wrong with putting the baby in a crib and walking out the door for 5 minutes. Knowing they're going to be crying. What are they going to be crying more? More than they did for the last 38 minutes.
That's too funny.
It's about, like, this is the thing. If they're going to continue to cry unabated, but you are going to grow more frustrated with their crying, well, then you must put their crying on the back burner.
Yes, that's how I do it.
Because that's when trouble starts, when you get frustrated.
But you don't want to isolate them and close the door, though.
I said 5 minutes. Because what will happen is when you don't do stuff like that, that's when you do stupid stuff.
Yeah.
That's when you lose your temper with your baby. and God forbid anything else.
Yeah.
There's not, like, so I don't understand. You're holding a baby. She's crying like crazy.
Right.
You're getting frustrated, but you're not allowed to put the baby down.
No, you can do what you want.
Well, I just told you what I would do.
Yeah.
I would put
Mary
Page.
But then you would leave. Right?
I would walk out of the room to get away from the noise for 5 minutes so you could regroup. Like, what do you think? They're going to get out of the crib and pull a gun out of the drawer?
I would do that.
We're talking about a 4-month old.
Normal people would do it after the crying subsided, but I get it.
The safest place for a baby is in a crib.
Yeah.
Especially if you're right outside the door.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm just picturing you doing it.
The other thing is, that's the
hell
other thing.
With this.
They're just like dogs in a lot of ways.
Whoa.
You leave them for 5 minutes and you come back in and comfort them.
Well,
and they start crying. You leave them for 10 minutes, and you just build up the increments. I guess I do have a lot of advice, come to think of it.
Boy,
but nobody wants to take it,
yeah.
So the hell with
I
you.
Wonder why.
Don't care.
But I got you. You got through it. You got
I don't understand why that's...
Girl.
I mean, what did you do? Knock your baby around when
no,
you got frustrated?
When I had that moment, I would turn on music, and we would dance. And I would,
okay, like, well, it sounds like you had it all figured out. Good for you.
I liked the system I had.
Great.
But it wasn't perfect.
Right.
There were some trying times. Yeah.
I know this might be hard to hear, Steiny, but that was some really good advice.
Yeah, I guess I have it. Although Guru wouldn't take it.
I didn't like the door closing.
Door slamming. How about that? I don't even, like, I think that's, I got to tell you.
I got a little jail feel to
it. I got to tell you, I think the way I handle that is about as healthy as you can handle
it. No, hey, who am I to judge, Steiny? You got it down.
Quick question for both of you before we get back into sports. How did you take care of yourself while you had the baby, like catching up on sleep,
nothing.
You
can't do anything unless they nap. When they nap, you can do something, but then you're usually so tired that you take a nap too.
No, Evan, I had a flask. I had to hit a corner. We're at home. I wasn't driving. Steiny, I would lose my mind.
So, you know,
changing the diapers.
It's all fun and games. We're having fun, but you guys like really come down my road about this. And so I say, well, one of the things I know about parents with kids is they can get very frustrated. And that's when dangerous things happen, when the parent gets really frustrated.
Not about it.
So I would put my baby in the crib. Like, I thought we were kind of, and then you're bringing up a flask. So I'm just, I'm a little concerned.
They were napping, Evan. Dude, stop.
Let me tell you, I like my method.
I got you, baby. I got you.
I'm not putting her in a crib and going down the street. I'm putting her in a crib and stepping outside the room for 5 minutes.
I did react like you were going down the street. Oh, man.
I'm out.
Maybe we'll get another chance, Steiny, at grandparenting.
That's not parenting.
That's the easy part.
Exactly.
You're the good police.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh man!
Let's go to Dwayne. Dwayne from Stockton. I can't even remember what we were talking about.
Devers.
Before this.
Devers.
Oh yeah, that's right. Hey, Dwayne, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. What's up with the homies?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Steiny, man. So I was listening, man, and you're throwing out a lot of numbers when it comes to Devers, except for the most important number, and that's winning percentage.
Okay.
What about that number? What about the winning percentage since we traded for that guy? We were 10 games over, and we were squabbling up with the Dodgers like we normally do before the trade. And I want you to look at the numbers since the trade as far as winning percentage for the Giants, how many games under 500 they are. So I'm down to get him out of the Bay, man. I think Buster should have ate some contract and got him out of the Bay. Mm. There were some people that were trying to fleece him. He should have just got fleeced. You know, sometimes you got to eat crow and eat money. He could have got that done. So I really wanted Devers out of the Bay at the trade deadline, because he's the only guy without a no-trade clause anyway. And I tell you who else got to go. Vitello got to go, too. We talked about it the other day, Goo, and we're right, bro. Everybody else is wrong. All these Vitello backers, bro, they are the type of people who don't know when it's shaking time. They don't know when it's shaking time. They don't. They're the type to stay in a relationship 5 years too long and then cry about the 5 years they lost because they didn't have the backbone, the spine, the brain, or whatever, the business sense, what was required at the time, what was necessary. My last thought is this. You know, Buster got in his feelings. He's been in his feelings a lot this year, and I forget what game it was, but the next day, everybody was a fire sale. The next day, everybody, I want to trade everybody. He's way too early on that, bro. He showed his hand too early. This week, he said Vitello's coming back for sure. Once again, way too early, bro, because if this team finds its way to 100 losses, I don't know how Buster can honor that statement. Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Hey, Dwayne, there's a ton of good stuff there. The least of which was one of which was the very one at the end. And I actually don't disagree with that one.
With Vitello?
Yeah, I do think it's a little too early to say, well, he's definitely back.
Yeah.
I mean, they could go 5-27 to finish the season.
Yes, they could, man.
But here's the thing. I think here's one part we're missing about Devers. Yeah, they were 41-29 when he came. But they were 500 for 4 years. They weren't winning before Devers got here, and all of a sudden, they're losing. Here's the other thing about Devers, and I've been asking this question for a year and a half, because I don't know. Can it really be Devers? Can you really have started the year last year 41-29? And since that moment, you're 91-126. Like, if you say that's Rafi Devers, then move him. I don't know how you got Devers and got worse. I don't know. I'll say it again. How did you get Devers and get worse? I don't know. I don't know what happened, but I don't know how much of it is Devers and isn't Devers. I find it hard to believe that one guy playing like he's always played in Boston, putting up the numbers he pretty much put up in Boston, is that the reason, you know, hasn't been a reason they're winning.
You know, and it's easy for me to say that now, but yeah, that's a lot to do with it too. Their pitching is just, and that's on Buster. That's all on Buster. But yeah, it's not even just the whole enchilada with Devers. I'm just out, man. It's just, and you could say, Goo, you're speculating and whatnot, but you know, if we're gonna lose 100 games or the possibility is there, miss me with, oh, what are we gonna do if we don't have the 30 home runs and 80 RBIs? We'll still lose 100, you know?
Well, I mean, this is the way I look at it. Well, don't get, you know, if you go ahead and put together a great staff now and then just lose Devers. Mm. Okay, you just lost your best home. Like, now you're going to have a run problem. Or you might have a run problem. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, we're just talking about who's part of our young cores in the Bay, Giants, Niners, Warriors. Goo and I were talking about the Giants and, you know, what core players on the Giants, if any, would you build around? And, you know, the one thing we got to talk about when we even say build around is, if you're saying who would you build around, does that have to be a star?
Yeah.
Does it have to be a star? I mean, I'm looking at the Warriors right now, and with all due respect, it's like, okay, who are you building around? Well, I have a couple guys that I would, but that doesn't mean that I think they've got a one and a two already.
Gotcha.
Like, can you build around role players? Like, the Warriors may have to build, in the short term, they may have to build around role players till they can sign a free agent. You know, the Giants may have to, you know, build around some guys and make another big splash or two, and hopefully this one will work, or the ones will work.
Who did you have for the Warriors?
I have Lendeborg, Pajemski, and Moody/Richard. But again, like when we talk about this, that doesn't mean I think Lendeborg's going to be a star. Certainly doesn't mean I think Pajemski's going to be a star. And it doesn't mean I wouldn't trade him. But right now, those are the three best young players on the team. And the fastest way I could get the Warriors back to competitiveness would be for each of these three guys to get better in the next year. And then you bring in a player better than those three guys if you can. Maybe next year you're like, wow, Lendeborg can be a one. He can be the best player on a really good team. All right, then you're obviously building around Lendeborg. I think that's a lot to ask now. But like right now, to me, Lendeborg, you know, this is what's interesting. You could tell me to pound sand or not. Lendeborg hasn't played a game, but I'd probably build around him. Like, he's the most untradeable guy on the Warriors, as far as I'm concerned.
And that's why we love sports. Again, Stoney, everybody's excited at the possibilities. You look at his physique and just his pedigree and what he did in college and his position. I'm like, it's all setting up. If he holds up his end of the bargain, man, they may have something. So I get the excitement there. But the other three, I felt like you were – Pods, Richard, and Moody, like, that's just pretty much all their young players.
Exactly. I mean, if you get the three – no, I don't consider Pods part of the core. Like, yeah, I'm putting him on this list, but I'd trade him in a second I could.
So that's why I left him off.
Well, the only guy that I wouldn't trade right now probably is Lendeborg, because I don't know how good he's going to be.
Yeah, and I guess, Donnie, for me, he was the only one I had on the list. And
that's,
I guess,
fair.
The build is so strong, right? Like, what if Nahegan said, I want to build this station around said host? Then you got to really know he's in love with that host, right?
Yes.
It wouldn't just be, you know, because if it was just an average host and he was okay with them, I don't think he would use, I want to build around the average host. It's got to be somebody that you're in love.
The problem with the Warriors is they've got six average hosts. Man. And they, you know, we just hired a guy, Yaxel, who everyone's like, this guy's going to be better than,
man,
than fading Steinmetz Curry. This guy's going to be better than old Draymond Green. And then you go from there. Dave's in Santa Clara. What's up, Dave? Dave,
no,
I'm sorry, Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa.
My bad. That's my neck of the woods. Old neck of the woods.
Steve in Santa Rosa. I don't know how he got my name wrong, but don't matter.
His name's Chase, and he's on the hot seat.
My thing is the Giants. Yep. I don't have a problem with their lineup. The only one that I think it needs to go is Chapman. I don't like Chapman. He's overrated, and we haven't missed him since he's been gone hurt. The Giants' problem is their pitching staff.
Yep, yeah.
And pitching leagues, look what won the World Series last year. Pitching. Toronto, all they needed was a sacrifice fly, and they would have won the World Series, and the Dodgers pitchers put them down. That's where it's at. And we have no pitching. We got probably good pitchers. I think the real problem is who's coaching them.
Yeah.
The kid goes over to Milwaukee and turns into a superstar. What does that tell you? You know, we need better starters, and we really need a dynamite closer and some relief pitching. We don't have it. They got a 3-4, 5-run lead in the seventh inning. Relievers come in, they lose 10-5. I mean, it's that clear. I don't see how anybody, you know, and I don't know about the manager. I think he could hang with him for another year. But we got, and I think what they're doing now is they're holding auditions for next year.
Right.
Bringing up all these guys from the minors. But the big three that we expected everything from kind of fell on their face. I'll stick with Adames. I think he's good enough.
Right.
I'll stick with Devers. He's you know, he's come around. But Chapman never delivered. And he's the easiest strikeout with runners on in anybody that I've seen in the major leagues. High fastball. He still gets burned on it all the time. He hasn't improved. And I think he's kind of the cancer in that clubhouse. Mm. When he got on the other guy for missing the ball that he threw in the dirt, you know,
right.
That don't cut it. That don't cut it, you know. If I was on that team, if I played first base, if a third baseman did that to me, I'd take swing at him. Dude, you want me to catch it? Throw it to where I can catch it.
Mm.
He made a lousy throw, and then he griped at the guy because he missed it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't – what does he do? What does he do with runners on? Nothing. He's dead weight.
Thanks, Dave. Dave in Santa Rosa.
Yeah. And Adames is not the only one. Like, you're going to laugh at this, and it's fine, Stoney. Like, I've seen Devers in pressurized situations swing and miss and leave runners on. It seems like that's just infected the whole Giant lineup. And now as the season grows, you know, you look at the back of the baseball card, and he's going to land where he normally does. But, man, my eyes aren't lying to me. It's not just Adames. It's been this team all year long, like with guys in pressure situations, more times than not in the orange and black, somehow, you know, don't get it done.
I mean, to me, it's like if – and I'm not gonna stand by Devers, you know, till I die. Mm. I'm just saying that if you want to get rid of Devers and you don't think he's part of the core, it has to be because you think he doesn't want to be here, he's unhappy, right. He's a problem in the clubhouse. Because if you want to get rid of him because, well, he hasn't really done anything here in terms of hitting and fielding, I would say BS. He's actually been the same player here virtually than he was in Boston, which tells me that Buster Posey, he fooled Posey with the eye test. Because if we're disappointed and Devers is essentially who he's been, then that's on Posey. Now, if Posey's like, I didn't know he was an attitude problem,
right. No,
well, that's on Posey too.
Yeah, right.
But so I'm just saying, yeah. If they move Posey, if they move Devers in the offseason, like,
there's no good in it.
Right, but I don't want to hear people say, oh, Devers stunk here and he was good in Boston.
Well, no, they would be wrong.
He was the same player in Boston that he was in Boston.
And
so Buster, you know, Buster really, really messed up. Think about that. It's like he gets a player who does what he expected him to do, and now he's got to move him. Why? Well, because I don't know why. I don't know why they want to move him, because he didn't want to get pinch run for. Well, everybody on this team's done something that they should be ashamed of this year, whether it's Adames, whether it's Chapman.
And what about the right on the table brought to you by ICO Pest Control, which, Stani, and it's your prerogative. You could say it. I really think it's a big deal. Then moving forward, if there is no Devers trade, where is Bryce going to play first base? Like that, to me, that should supersede everything going on with the Giants. And that's even Devers being happy. But for Buster the other day to insinuate, he didn't even insinuate, he said it. They took calls on everybody. That means I think he's open to, and again, you're right on the premise of it was his heir, it was Buster's heir, but the bottom line is I think they're closer now to, and maybe they have been, I know there's no telling, to life without Devers is not going to, the roof's not going to fall, cave in, you know?
Well,
and what about Eldridge in that first base dilemma, which is, forget this year, but next year going forward, I got to believe they want Eldridge at first base.
I know, and it's like, this is what we always do. We're assuming Eldridge will be able to play first base. Like, we're assuming that.
He's getting the opportunity.
Okay, fine. But then with the opportunity, he may stink until he gets passable. Devers is already beyond. Devers is fine as a fielder at first base. Like, Eldridge has to improve to get to Devers. So it's like, you can give Eldridge the opportunity, and I get it. He's the young future, but that doesn't mean like, oh, he's going to get good at playing first base right away. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about who your core players are for the Giants, for the Warriors, for the 49ers. Who are you moving forward with on any of these teams? Is there anybody on these teams that you wouldn't trade? But who are you going into the next 3 or 4 years believing in and building around? 888-957-9570. Our football coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi, one price, 5 years, guaranteed. Xfinity, imagine that. Also, the Valkyries, they are back in action tonight after clinching a playoff spot. They take on the Minnesota Lynx at Valhalla tonight at 7 o'clock. You can listen right here on 95.7 The Game and on the free Odyssey app. Just search Valkyries for all the action.